Passing Prop 132 would change the requirement for voter initiatives that come with a tax or fee. These types of initiatives would require a 60% vote to pass rather than the simple majority vote needed now. Danny Seiden with the Arizona Chamber of Commerce says this prop would protect voters from special interest groups, which he says continually push taxes on the ballot.
Our legislature, by the will of the people, it right now has to pass every tax increase with a two-thirds majority. So it kind of brings our state initiative process in line with our state legislative process.
Will Humble, director of the Arizona Public Health Association, disagrees.
The legislature has done everything they possibly can to get rid of voter initiatives. And this is just, in my opinion, another attempt to stop voter initiatives that would otherwise pass.
Humble points to other legislation like the smoke-free Arizona law, which outlawed smoking in most enclosed public spaces. He says that law wouldn't have passed if Prop 132 was in effect because it included a tax on cigarettes. He feels this proposal goes against direct democracy.
Do the voters want to impede their future ability to pass voter initiatives, or don't they? That's the ultimate question.
Seiden says the bill doesn't impede voters, but empowers them.
It's not going to allow people with lots of money from out of state to come in and raise their taxes arbitrarily. It's going to force them to campaign in a different way, appeal to more voters in order to get these types of tax increases approved.
Colton Krulak, KTAR News.